ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Delaney King Wheeler, and welcome. It's going to be a short show. The reason is that the storm that ran through the Midwest and keeping everyone there that was affected in our prayers. Down in Georgia, they got hit pretty hard. Same thing with Tennessee, Kentucky as well. The storm is royally nasty, and the frontal storm of it already that is here. It's blowing 35, 40 plus right now, gusts. And luckily enough, about 20 minutes ago, my power came back on from being off for about an hour and a half. So, knowing my luck, and this storm is still about, another 30 minutes, 45 minutes away. I'm going to try to keep this short due to the possibility of me losing the power again. My lights keep flickering. So let's get right to it. I'd like to thank Mark Lozier in the chat room and Jack Chum. We're having a slim setup here. We're going to start off with a recap of Chuck's show, the Monday Night Kickoff show on Monday. If you don't know what Chuck's show is all about, just to let you know, come on, where you at? There it is.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
That's right. Chuck's show on Monday was the first part, or just a breakdown of how the boondoggle is going to work. Things you should know. Friday night is the kind of get-together. The great people at Cars Park, can't say, thank them enough for everything that they're doing. I'm going to have hamburgers, chips, soda, beer, stuff like that for sale. It's like $1 for drinks and like $5 for a burger and stuff. So we can't thank them enough. Right on my boondoggle out. There you go. And then Saturday, fishing your brains out, folks. And if you haven't taken a look at the satellite image of Cars Park and the no motor zone area, I've had a couple people come up to me and say, well, it's going to be really crowded. This place is absolutely massive. And I know that those of us that paddle a lot, will have no issues with getting out away from the crowds. You can drive up to Mosquito Lagoon. You can drive a little farther south to the Banana River, Port Canaveral. There's tons of areas to fish, plus some really prime freshwater I found out today. Now, before we keep going, Mr. Lodger keeps on popping up with stuff. Thank you, buddy. Florida fishing licenses, similar to Virginia, similar to many states now where you can buy them online, okay? If you're like me and most likely will forget to buy them online, I actually go and buy them at a Walmart. There's a Walmart right there, right outside of Merritt Island. There's another one. What was that one? Just up Route 1 towards Titusville, farther north towards Titusville. All the tackle shops, you go to buy a fishing license. You must have a fishing license on you in Florida. Each time I've been in Florida to fish, I have been stopped at some point. Get your fishing license? Yep. All right. If you want to buy a license now, which is very behooved of you to do, I'm mostly going to do that tomorrow because I'm talking about it. You go to myfwc.com. So that's myfwc.com. Or just type in Florida fishing license. They're really inexpensive for, an out-of-state fishing license compared to others I've seen. Good on Florida for that. Also, there's a wildlife refuge pass or decal or whatever you need to get. Don't worry about spending any money. They will be provided for you at the Cars Park camp office. There's a couple others. Oh, if you're not staying at Merritt Island at Cars Park, you're staying out in a hotel, you're staying with friends and family, whatever, if you live down there, little knowledge for you. It is $5 to launch. It's $5 to launch pretty much everywhere around there. The Ski Lagoon, Cars Park, and farther south as well, between $2 and $5. So, please, it is on an honor system, I believe, for all those places. I know that's the way it is. The Ski Lagoon, Buoy 42, I think it is, if I can remember correctly. Honor system, pretty much similar to many state parks around, that I've ever been to. Honor system, you pull out the envelope, you tear out the thing, it's got little notches in there, you pull the day, you put your money in the...
tied on funds, or you just don't know what to get. I know that paper plates, plastic forks, stuff like that are always in need. Sodas are always in need. I know they've got a beer fountain there at Merritt Island, and I believe Chip is getting some Sweetwater brew, which is always a good thing, the unofficial brew of Kayak Fishing Radio. So that's that on Saturday. Also the raffles. Okay, let's break down how the raffles are going to work. This is coming straight from Chuck. Basically, there are stickers, and you purchase a sticker, $1, $5, $10, $15, $20, however it's going to work, okay? You purchase a sticker, and with that sticker comes tickets, okay, raffle tickets, all right? So you have to purchase the sticker to get your tickets, okay? And then you shoot boil. What should you expect from a low country boil? Pretty much everything. We've got guys bringing duck, wild hog. I think one guy's bringing, elk. guys in Louisiana are supplying the crawfish, apparently. We have shrimp and crab and just everything, put the food in the middle and everyone kind of goes to town and has a good time the way things like that should be. So it should be a blast. I know the one we had in Chokoloski was such an awesome time. Great food, good people, and tons of fun. Then Monday. If you're staying Monday, leaving Tuesday, most people will be bugging out on Monday. Safe drive home, everyone. Wish everyone luck. For the rest of us, if we wanted to go to, we've been fishing No Mudder Zone, want to fish the Mosquito Lagoon or whatever, we can. Florida has rules on your PFD life jacket. You must have a PFD, a waist belt one. The inflatable ones around your waist, the ones around your neck, don't really care. You want to wear the ugly orange ones, go right ahead. But we would like for everyone to be wearing the PFD at all times while in the kayak. You're waiting, no real issue, but please, while you're in the kayak, let's wear those flotation devices. Okay. You must, like Tennessee into North Carolina, that do carry muskie, but we're going to talk here about Virginia, or Western Virginia, I should say, West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and specifically Virginia and Tennessee. And the reason for that is those are the two areas I fished for them. And recently, about a month ago, I had the opportunity to go and fish for muskie out on the western part of the James River. And where exactly they're going. So, with that being said, let's talk about, we talk about line rods. Again, any rod that can handle casting repeatedly, that you can handle casting repeatedly with a, an ounce and a half, 2 ounce, an Abu 5000 would definitely work. But the problem with the Abu 5000, and the reason I didn't bring up the Abus, is they have such a low, a small, not really quick. And actually, a great reel is the Corrado 300. with a really heavy duty handle would be excellent. It's got a, you know, you can crank it pretty quickly. Okay, it's got a big handle on it. It's got a long handle, so you know, your revolutions are fewer. Okay, to keep the speed up, to keep that bait high. You know, so definitely using a smaller handled reel will affect you after a long day of fishing. Okay, you'll be getting about halfway through the day, and your arm's gonna be tired, and you know not gonna be able to present the bait as well. So reels, okay, baits, and we're gonna talk strictly about artificials. And the reason I'm gonna say that is this: muskies have a tendency with live baits, and that's why several states are already banning the use of live bait, i.e. suckers, gobies, whatever, from muskie fishing, okay? And you're going, well, why is that? The reason is muskies have a tendency, okay? And I don't know if it's because of the angler or if it's just the fish itself, but they have a tendency of swallowing hooks, okay? And a lot of these guys who fish for muskies are using, you know, 8-9-aught hooks, all right? And a muskie swallows that, and again, they are so fragile that you can basically consider that muskie a dead muskie, okay? So, well, let's specifically talk about artificials, okay? And several that I really like are the Wide Glide. Shoot, I just forgot who makes that damn thing. Is it River to Sea? Yeah. River to Sea makes a Wide Glide. It is a Larry Dahlberg creation. Okay? It's a walk-the-dog style bait, trees or whatever, on the backside. And again, we are talking about river muskies. So, just like every other river fish, or fish that deals with current, they are going to be 99.9% of the time on the backside of the current, in the eddies, in the areas where they don't have to fight the water, okay? So, with that being said, the Wide Glide, great bait for when you're working the center or away from the bank for these fish, or when you have to work it all the way back to the kayak or stand-up paddleboard. Stand-up paddleboards are perfect for muskie fishing. And in particular, yes, I am biased, but I've seen it firsthand, the Supercharger, okay, which is the whitewater surfing style stand-up paddleboard for jets and kayak, and the Superfish Haul, the strictly fishing side. The reason is you can see those fish following that bait in. So with that, let's go on to, again, that Wide Glide really works well. And the great thing about it is that when that muskie comes up behind it, right, and he's following it, and you're, you know, shooting it back and forth, walking that dog, okay, with that Wide Glide, you can actually take it. And as it's in its glide, if you can open the bail and or feed it line by, you know, reaching it hooked up to a tuft of, like, deer tail, all right, and, you know, one or two big hooks on the back of this thing. Usually they use marabou on them. Usually they're about an ounce and a half, 2 ounces. Big, I mean, they're like 12 inches long. Really, really big baits. And this is one of the two that I really like. The reason is river muskies, surprisingly, if there is 4 inches of water along the running that bait like that, you do get a lot of follows as well. What do I mean by follows? Muskie have a tendency to follow the bait. They're looking for something different. The bait going faster, going slower before they eat it. They're analyzing what is in front of their face, okay? So you cast, you reel it in, and you look down, and here's this head, okay? It looks like, I can't even explain, you know, the nose of a kayak, okay, pushing through the water behind this bait. What you're going to do is bring the bait to about, I'm going to say, 8 to 10 inches from your rod tip, okay?
And then you gotta start doing the figure eight. Anyone who's ever watched a show on muskie fishing, see those guys dipping around the water and doing a figure eight. Okay. That produces. It is awesome. I did it for about 45 seconds after a follow, and I was about ready to give up. And I sped up my pull as I was pulling the bait up out of the water and had this muskie absolutely come out from underneath my kayak. Run that figure eight. The best tip I could give you, and a lot, it's something that a lot of people get excited, okay? And they do a very tight figure eight. 9 times out of 10, when you pull that figure eight and you bring it back, you know, that top apex, and you bring it around to do your second eight, you know, apex turn, okay? Your rod tip will bump the tail of that muskie if it's a big muskie, okay? So with that, a nice long wide, fed that line, it turns around and it faces it. The muskie turns around, and you already turn that apex, and realizes that bait's coming at it, okay? It's facing that bait. And that's when you usually get those sweeping, heavy-duty side hits or the engulfing forward hits. That just absolutely annihilates your bait. It's just awesome. Now, with that being said, because you do get several of those forward-hitting, you know, head-eating bites, anything less than 60-pound mono and or 45-pound single-strand wire, haywire twisted, okay, or the titanium flexible wire that stretches where you can actually tie a knot into it. All of those will be sufficient enough, okay? Don't be afraid to retie, okay? I was using 2 foot of 80-pound fluorocarbon leader, and I have yet to lose a fish. As long as you keep the line tight, all right, the hooks are, like I said, are about 8 inches behind where the line is connected, okay? So as long as you keep the line tight, okay, don't give them any slack because they are munchers. While they're fighting, their mouths are moving, kind of like a bluefish will, okay? How it just never stops chomping, okay? Same thing. So if you keep the line tight, you won't have any creep up the line. So fluorocarbon is a great thing for when you just need a bite. They have been following your bait, and you switch colors all day long, okay? So, and I'm telling you, if you can make one, and they're really simple, some wax wire, ball of tinsel, ball of marabou, whatever, and you just, you know, loop it around there, a couple of surgeon's knots, and you're done. Excellent. For when you just need a bite. The reason I say when you just need a bite is because that marabou, that tinsel, that whatever you're using gets tore up within the first fish. It does not last long at all. Okay? So it's good for about one fish, and that's why I say if you buy those inline spinner styles, sacrifice one of them and tie on that flashy marabou, the flashaboo, the tinsel from the Christmas tree, okay? And just put it in your tackle box and just keep it to the side. It is a great thing. Third bait in this concoction of four. The third bait is your basic spinner bait. Again, we're talking big ones. And you can find these right now. I know Ocean's East has them for stripers. Okay, same style, okay? Trailer hook on these is very important, okay? Heavy-duty trailer hook, all right? And again, you know, same colors, white, chartreuse, clown, the multicolored Ficadilly one. Colors are endless, blades are endless. Ounce and a half, 2 ounces. You know, some great stuff there. And those are actually the ones I prefer. The reason is I can make those, that whole system rotate and flip and roll and over top after repositioning yourself. They're a great beginner bait. It's what I caught my first muskie on, was actually the clown color. Absolutely. The first ones I tie on, they work so well. All right. And again, you can find many of these baits. I actually buy most of mine from dealers out of Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan, where they have muskies everywhere. Bud, Mr. T. Morish, what's going on, man? And Matt Chucks, yeah, chum. All right. Now the hoagies. This is not the time to just be like, well, it's a freshwater fish, let me go with the 6-inch. Nah, leave the 6-inch stuff home. You're talking about what I'm talking about is the 12-inch extra wide fat girl. I love Alabama rigs, or the baby parachute rigs, umbrella rigs. Excuse me. Yeah, I mean they're a great bait for when the bite is tough. You know, you just cannot buy a bite. There's bait everywhere. But you see fish slashing through bait schools. It only makes sense to throw a bait school. You know, and your options on rigging an Alabama or parachute or umbrella rig, excuse me, are endless. All the way from using beetle spins I've seen used for guys catching crappie and perch. All the way to using, you know, the long willow leaf blades for stripers, or even for offshore, running a larger umbrella rig.
Shallow water, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. It is definitely not a bait you want to – I find that running an umbrella or a Alabama rig deep
– in the shallow water.
I find it doesn't work as well. But in shallow or running it high up in the water column where you can really get that that shadow effect, that skyline effect really works well. Because it makes, with the ripple, especially if you have a ripple on top of the water from wind or whatever, really creates a larger presentation. Really breaks up the background, really makes it seem like a larger school of fish. And actually, what a lot of people do, and I see it done, and it kills me that they're not catching more fish, is they run the same baits through every hook or every connection piece. And that's actually not really what you want to do. You want to become really good or catch a lot more fish with those Alabama or umbrella rigs is actually take a key from the offshore fishermen running dredges, which is just a really big umbrella rig, is put your hook, put your smaller baits on the outsides, okay? So let's say your basic Alabama rig is going to have four connectors on the outside and then one longer in the middle. What you're going to do is put your smaller baits. You know, a great bait for salt water is the, like I say, is a Slayer bait. Absolutely awesome. You can, if you don't want to use hook.
Just a dual feed Alabama rig with a little spreader on it.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, those are the new ones.
The one you've seen hanging in my shed. Yeah.
Yeah,
excellent
look
on them, man. Those are awesome.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're a ton of fun. But yeah, you know, just little things like, you know, what I said for the Alabama or umbrella rigs, or even for those of us that have boats that troll, try that with your next umbrella rig. And you will see your production come up. And actually, I still shut up, Matt. This is I still owe you a umbrella rig for that time at the East Cape Henry. So, all right, back to muskies before I forget. I said the hoagies, pink, white, and natural eel. Are the three that the colors that I've used and have all produced tonight. Rick, I can't thank you enough for calling in, buddy.
Hi, Martin. It's good talking to you again, and I'll keep in touch with you, and you have a good night, and I'll keep listening.
All right, buddy. Thanks, bud.
Okay.
All right. That was Rick Saccone out of Virginia Beach. All right. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room that's hanging out, that joined me tonight. Greg Becker, Big Fly Reel. What's going on, bud? The king of the sweater vest. Hemhead Greg, other shows I've been to, great place to pick up, baits, sheep, knowledge, networking, stuff like that. It's a great time to do that. And it's in Hampton. So those of us in Virginia Beach don't have to drive up to Richmond to enjoy a saltwater show. It starts Friday at noon. All right, thank you. Mr. Arley, thank you for coming on. Mr. T. Morsh. anyway, let's see here. So T. Morsh, thank you for showing up. And Mr. Yak Chum, Matt Trucks. Thanks for showing up as always, buddy. All right. Again, pretty simple show. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at my email address, LennyCrew@yahoo.com. You can call me at any time. All my info. Hang on. Greg Becker, Big Fly Reel here, is saying sweater vest. At the Chokoloski Boondoggle. Okay, everyone else is in shorts and T-shirts. A couple folks are wearing sweatshirts because it did get nippy at night. He comes walking down in khaki shorts, a polo shirt, and a and this black sweater vest, looking very posh. Got to make fun of him as much time as possible. Anyway, you're just playing around there, Greg. Where was I at? That's right. Boondoggle.
I can't let that go. A fleece vest. Oh, my good Lord. I cannot find these things. It's killing me. Ah, there it is.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers, too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go. All right. Second boondoggle down. It's going to be a great time, folks. Again, more information. Listen to probably every show approaching the boondoggle in the next 2 weeks. I think it's 15 days. 14 days. Hang on, I'll let you know in a second. Hang on there, folks. Hang with me. One. Oh, it is. Only 14 days. What? 14 days. Actually, 13 days in a wake up. So that would be Wednesday of the 13th. That night, I will be making the trek down south. So it is right around around the corner. Take slippers to count. Whatever, man. I don't wear slippers. You should know that. So, boondoggle. Mid-Atlantic Fishing Show this weekend. Show up, me, Mr. Lozier. You'll probably see me walking around. Most likely Kayak Kevin is going to be there. And a bunch of other crazy kayakers. I think that's it. I'm probably forgetting something. If I am, too bad. Anyway, I'd like to thank Jackson Kayak and let's all keep I remember. Y'all don't know how excited I am about the lightning paddles, and more of that to come in a future show. But yeah, I think we got everything taken care of. Again, if I forgot you, I am sorry. Slayer Inc. I almost forgot Slayer Inc. in the Christmas trees. And with that, I thank everyone who showed up. Without y'all, we cannot make this possible. Y'all the reason that we do this every week. So with that being said, we are going to go, oh man, I cannot find anything tonight, man. My computer's screwing up, my lights are flickering. We're going to call it night. All right, folks, I will catch you this same time, or an hour later, earlier than right now. Christmas trees, I'm getting tired. Next week, remember, Monday night, and only found on kayakfishingradio.com, or on, not, this wouldn't be only on, or on your Android or iPhone or Google phone with the new app, or on Blog Talk Radio, or on iTunes. So those are the only places you'll be able to find it. With that, have a great night, everybody. Everyone stay safe tonight with this nasty weather, and I will talk to you next week, only on Kayak Fishing Radio, Mid-Atlantic. Good night, everybody.